Time, the silent herald of life and death, success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Where have we stopped, Senor Torres, huh?
So you can take a look at it.
Oh, we are closed then?
You see where the desert stops at the feet of the San Juan Mountains?
Yes, I see, but it looks far away.
About another day's ride, Desperita. You see that mountain with twin peaks? Right in the center, dead ahead.
Sure.
Ayo Bluff is tucked right at its feet.
You think she will meet us there, huh?
I know she will. I know Carew Jamison.
Ghost Dawn is no place for a woman.
No place for anyone, Desperita. Not unless they got a good reason. The buzzards are getting tired of following us. They're flying higher.
Go fly someplace else, buzzard. Pamoose!
I would not have believed it possible.
How's that again?
I would not have believed that the Colorado Desert could be crossed in 5 days with a buggy team.
Sure, I know. Back in Cannon City, they said it was crazy. Only way to cross the desert was a fast bronc and to know the water holes.
No.
Take it slow. Carry every darn thing you need, water included. The way an army marches, this, Rita. I ain't waited all these months to have a bronc die under me and leave me walking out here.
What makes you so certain that she will be there, huh? Well, senor?
Just thinking, this, Rita, that's all. I wish I could have seen Carew's face when she got that letter.
What did you say to her?
Not much. Just, Ayo Bluff. Be there, fast. Meet you the 25th of June. Signed, Clay Tallis.
Why did you not meet me there, senor?
I wanted you along with me where I could see you.
Oh, after all this time, you do not trust me?
Like I trust those buzzards.
Senor.
You might just have taken it into your head to be there, waiting for me with a gun.
Why should I kill you, senor, without you?
Remember that. And keep on remembering it. Without me, we got nothing to split three ways.
I hope she remembers.
For all I know, she could be there in Ayo Bluff right now, searching everywhere, looking for it. Yeah, trying to work out where I hid it. After all, coming up here from New Mexico, she didn't have no desert to cross. Ford the San Juan River and straight into Durango. From there, it's no more than a day's ride.
You do not think we have been followed, senor?
Why should we be? Ain't a soul in Cannon City or the whole of Colorado, for that matter, who knows either of us. Anyways, it was a long time ago.
12 months, that seemed like 12 years. 12 months of waiting, of being a poor. Only three of us could have been rich, senor.
And have every marshal west of the Missouri wondering where it came from and adding two to make four.
Tomorrow, eh? Tomorrow I shall hold in my arms all the things I've ever wanted. Don't waste any more time, Senor Tolis. Up there, get up!
Okay, let's go.
Up! Whoa, hey, hey!
Have you seen her since that night, Senor Clay?
No.
The name Carew seems not right for us. Such beauty, such fire.
That's the kind of beauty I can pass by. I said no killing, remember?
See, I remember.
That bank teller was just a kid, little more than a boy. She could have pistol whipped him, but not that lady. Yeah, I think the name Carew fits. And I've enjoyed keeping her waiting.
She was very beautiful, Senor Torres. Very beautiful.
Yeah, I reckon she'll be darn glad to feel a saddle on her again, this Peter.
Aye, your bluff. What a desolate place. Like the end of the world.
There was a big silver mine here years back. Well, in a way, it's a rich town again right now.
Where did you hide it?
Plenty of time, Dispreeder. Let's get the horses out from between them shafts and find some place to bed down for the night. It'll be dark in just a minute.
I don't see her nowhere.
Carew?
Nor this side.
Yeah, she'll show. Nothing short of jail could have kept her away.
Senor, I have an idea. If the two of us were to...
Yeah, you took longer than I thought to get around to that, Dispreeder. Now, maybe you see why I wanted you along with me. If you and Carew had gotten here first and maybe stumbled on that dough, I'd have come here for nothing.
You think I would double-cross you?
Just as you want to double-cross Carew Jamison.
But this is justice, Senor. After all, it was because of her that we had to wait so long. If she had not used her gun, we could have split three ways right after the bank robbery.
The answer is no, Dispreeder. No. You got that?
Pity, Senor.
Yeah, that wind's coming up strong. Probably bringing rain with it. Not too much, I hope. Don't want to be held up by the San Juan being in flood.
I shall not go south with you.
Suit yourself. But for my money, I want the most. And $75,000 buys a lot more south of the border. No questions, either.
I don't like sitting here, Senor Clay. Perhaps she's watching us at this moment. I have a feeling that we are being watched.
Yeah, me too.
Carew! Senorita Jamison! It is a dead town. I don't like it.
I like it a lot. That's why I hid the dough here in the first place. No marshal was going to figure anyone fool enough to cross that desert just to hide the dough. Not when all the trail signs showed we'd headed back east.
That's Carew and I had headed east towards Missouri, Senor, leading your bronc. I should wish to get the money now.
Tomorrow, when Carew's here.
You have never been back to Liberal since, Senor?
That's one place I don't ever plan to see again.
Oh, it was a liberal town to us. $75,000 worth of liberality, eh?
I'm going to tend the horses. Huh? Steady, girl. I'll just get you out of there.
It was a great deal of trust to place in you, Senor. You could have kept the money for yourself, huh?
Maybe I did. Maybe it's all gone. Maybe I brought you out here just for the heck of it, Dispreeder.
Senor!
Don't do it, Dispreeder. In 12 months, I got even faster. That was how I passed the waiting time. Getting faster.
Oh, you are only joking, though, eh, Senor?
What else? Come on, climb down. Give me a hand.
Coming, Senor.
Hey!
I told you, didn't I, Senor?
Shut up.
Carew?
Maybe.
Then she must have found it.
Quiet down.
I felt the wind of that bullet when it passed my cheekbone.
Rain's coming on, too. We're sitting ducks lying here in the street. Think you can make it to that barn?
I will try, Senor.
All right now. Fast!
Cover this street for me. Made it, Senor.
See anything from there?
Nothing, Senor.
You tell anyone we were coming here?
You think I'm crazy or something?
That has to be Carew. A double-dealing, no-good charmer.
You had better come in here as well, Senor.
I'll give it a little time. Be darker then. I'll bring the Bronx in.
Senor!
What now?
Did you tell anyone else?
Not a soul. Hey, what? I saw something moving, Dispreeder. Watch the saloon window. There's something stirring in there.
Hey, girl! Are you all right?
Yeah, just fine. Soaking wet and with my mouth full of mud from lying here. Hey, Dispreeder. I'm going to come in now with the Bronx. Start shooting at the saloon window. Cover me while I make it to the barn. All right, all right. Take it easy, you two. Come on now. Oh. Get that door open. Wide open, Dispreeder. Nice work, Dispreeder.
I will choose the right place, Senor. The horses will be safe here.
Yeah, well, time up.
Whoever is out there is not much of a shot, huh?
Maybe they didn't want to kill us. Just warning us off, maybe.
Are you going out to get the supplies from the buggy, Senor?
Not right now, no. Whoever's doing the shooting is probably just waiting for that.
Advice, Senor, to bring the horses in. Without them, I would not like much to be stuck here.
Me neither.
There is a lamp here, Senor. Will I light it, huh?
And let whoever's out there get a sitting shot? No, leave it. Let's get that door shut. No, wait. The buggy. Whoever's out there may get to think I'm wearing a tight spot. We'll leave the door open, Dispreeder. Take turns guarding the door and keeping an eye on the buggy. Four on, four off. That suits you?
You want me to take a turn,
what
Clay?
The... Buckaroo.
Senorita, how did you...
I've been sitting back there in the dark watching you two ever since the shooting started. I heard your buggy coming into town and ducked in here out of sight.
What a mess, this breeder. Or maybe you was doing the shooting. Saw us come in here and then came in the back way. And something...
Yeah, it's me, all right, Clay.
But, senorita, your face, what happened?
The scar? A knife. A Mexican. I killed him.
I'm more interested in that rifle, Carew. When did you fire it last?
It wasn't me doing the shooting just now.
How long you been waiting in Ayo Bluff?
2 days.
Find anything?
Not what I was after. So I wouldn't want you dead, Clay. Not yet. Now stop looking at my face like that, will you?
My finger. Oh.
Don't bother with another matchstick, Frida.
Then if it wasn't you, who was it out there? You seen anyone in these past 2 days, Carew?
No one.
Maybe there is many of them.
I don't think so, Despita. Just one. A lone man or woman, Carew, with a rifle. Get by that door, Despita.
I'm sorry about your face, senorita. Very sorry.
I don't want no pity, Despita.
Who did you tell, Carew?
No one.
I wish I was sure of that. Three of us. Three of us waiting 12 months to split that roll and hightail it out of here. And outside, there's someone else. Someone who aims to stop us with a rifle. You must have heard the rifle shots, Carew.
Sure I did.
Didn't figure on helping us out any, huh?
From back there, I didn't know if it was you firing. From up there, I thought maybe you were trying to scare me. I reckon it's time you talk, Clay. Told where you hit it?
Why?
Well, if anything happens to you, we won't know where to look.
Then maybe you better keep watch with this breeder, huh?
Why?
Figure you both must be anxious to keep old Clay Tullis in one piece right now. Yeah. At least until morning, huh?
Memo on medals. Information about our military awards and decorations. The United States does not have any orders or ranking in the decorations it awards to Americans, as do other nations. For example, the English Order of the Garter is divided into several classes, depending on the rank of the recipient and the value of his services. Only one medal was granted by Congress in commemoration of a naval victory during the Revolutionary War. This was awarded to John Paul Jones, commander of the Bonhomme Richard, for his victory over the British frigate Serapis on September 23, 1779. George Washington established the first military decoration in 1782, called the Badge for Military Merit. From it have come the Legion of Merit, the Purple Heart, and the Medal for Merit. Today, as in the past, medals represent a nation's effort to pay tribute to its heroes for their loyalty and unselfish devotion to duty.
Worse than the day we rode into Liberal, huh?
We rode out with $75,000 in the rain. We'll do it again today.
You're forgetting, Carew. It was me rode out with the dough because you were stupid enough to start shooting. If I hadn't thought fast and remembered this place, we wouldn't be splitting three ways today. One thing, though, you sure ain't found it yet.
How come?
I slept. If you knew where to look or if you'd found it, I wouldn't have ever woke up. No trouble with our friend out there?
Nothing, senor.
Been no shooting since the first two shots last night before you spoke up, Carew. Strike you as strange at all?
Nothing to shoot at.
That's one explanation.
I say let's quit talking and move out. You taking us to it, Clay?
Sure could use some coffee.
It's in the buggy, senor.
Will you keep looking at my face like that and one of us ain't leaving here?
Any shooting, I'll do it, Carew. This is a three-way deal.
One of us will have to go outside to the buggy, senor.
The coffee can wait. Give me a hat and that rake. Thanks.
Be careful, senor.
Your concern for my safety is very touching, Desprita. Now, I'll just poke this outside and see what happens. One thing, Carew, you weren't lying last night.
Well, what now?
Is there a back way out of this barn?
I found a door at the back last night, senor. I bolted just in case.
All right. I'm going out that way. I'll work around back of the saloon. Move in on whoever's out there with that rifle.
Why not let Desprita go?
Or you, Señorita.
Stay there, both of you. And Carew, let off a few shots when I move out. Keep whoever's out front busy.
At least tell us where to look before you go, Clay.
Gonna have you two ride out with the Bronx and leave poor old Clay Tullis alone? No thanks.
I'm not scared of you, Clay. If I thought you'd played this wrong... That money isn't there.
Try drawing that gun and I'll cut you down, Carew.
Señorita...
Shut up!
But we need him!
Shut up, you measly greaser!
You had better not leave us alone, Señor Clay. If you do, I shall kill her.
You just start shooting down the street while I go look around. Better, I'd swear we imagined those rifle shots. I covered every building on the street. No one. Not even a prairie dog out there.
Maybe he's left town.
Why not find out for us, Desprita? Just take a walk out that door.
Señorita.
Hold it, both of you. Where's your bronc, Carew?
You must have seen it just as you came into town. Tied up by the livery stable, so I'd left it.
I didn't see no bronc.
Me neither. The man with the rifle.
There's three of us and only two horses.
Not if we get that guy.
How are you going to do that if you can't even see him?
You're beginning to sound real edgy, Desprita. Io Bluff is a ghost town, sure. But it ain't no ghost firing that rifle.
Oh, let's go get the money and move out.
We can't get the money without the buggy. We got a dig, Carew. The spades out there and food and water. We sit tight in here till tonight, and then one of us has to get the stuff off the buggy.
Which one?
We'll draw lots. But under cover of darkness, it shouldn't be too hard. I wish this rain would let up.
I won't stay here. I'm going after him.
Now, simmer down, Desprita. We got lots of time till sundown. You going someplace, Carew?
I'm going to take a look around. I'll go out the way you did.
You're safer here, honey.
I ain't so sure of that.
I think you loved her once, Senor.
Yeah, once. Seems a long time ago.
When did you stop loving her, huh?
The night she asked me to raid the Liberal Bank.
Then why did you go through with it?
I guess I like money.
I am grateful, Senor, that you allowed me to be the third member of the party.
Don't be. We needed three and I'd heard about you.
I am sorry for her now.
That's so?
You are not, Senor?
I don't feel anything. Not anymore. Not for her.
For the sake.
All right, I've seen it. When I met Carew Jamison, I was just another fast gun. I hadn't ever had a brush with the law, but I felt for her was something I hadn't ever thought I could feel for anyone. And all the time she was being nice, she was waiting to spring it, to play me along, till I was so crazy for her I wouldn't say no to anything she wanted. Every time she looked at me, all she saw was a way to get a hold of $75,000.
If you felt like that, why you agree, huh?
I told you, I like money, too. I planned it for her. Between us, we pulled it off. The biggest bank robbery in the history of Kansas.
You have not seen her since?
There was nothing left to say. But after I saw her face when she gunned down that bank teller. Not till now.
I do not trust her.
Well, get back to watching by that door, Desprita. I think maybe I'll take a nap.
Okay, Desprita, it's me. Just keep watching the street.
Oh. Yeah, you seen anything, Carew?
Not a sign. Nothing. Whoever's out there sure knows how to keep hidden when he wants.
You've been gone a long time. It's nearly dark.
I like to finish what I start.
When are we going to draw for it, Clay?
Why not now? No, stay where you are. I'll bring him over. I'm going to get that water off the buggy for the Bronx. They're getting restless.
They're as thirsty as I am. I don't blame them.
Hey, how's that tin coming, Desprita?
Nearly half full. Rain is filling it nigh.
No need for you to be thirsty, Carew. Go help yourself.
I'll wait till you finish with the straws.
Suit yourself. Okay. These three. All different lengths. Right?
Right.
Take one.
You know, I've been thinking, Clay. Maybe the man with that gun. Maybe some crazy old prospector been holed up in the San Juan Mountains so long he's... Well, he's lost his mind. I've met him before. Been alone so long, they fired anything that moves.
We'll get him, whoever it is, right after we got the dough. Before, if he shows himself. Go on, take a straw.
Long one.
The longest. Between you and me, Desprita.
You choose.
I know which one is yours.
Looks like I do too, senor.
Get the spades off the buggy first, Desprita. No sign of your broncaroo?
No.
I reckon it's dark enough now, Senor Tolis.
Fine. I'll cover you from the door. Go to it, Desprita. Good luck.
Thanks.
You look kind of scared, Desprita.
It's only a little way, just a few steps. Cover me, Senor Clay.
Desprita!
Oh, why, that cheap snowbird. He's tricked us, Clay. Worked around behind the buggy.
Yeah, so I see. He got poor old Desprita plumb center.
Are you going out to get him?
No.
There's just the two of us now. Makes for a 50-50 split.
Must have eyes like a mountain cat, that guy out there.
Clay, it's time you talked. I got a feeling we're going to be lucky to make it. Any of us.
Yeah. You know the old silver mine?
Sure.
I buried it right under the sign pointing to the mine. About 100 yards from the entrance. Well, I guess I got the guns looking for me. That guy out there and you, Carew. I'm going to try and get those shovels off the buggy.
You're crazy.
Well, there's no moon, nothing. If I crawl out there and keep low, he ain't likely to see me. Now, keep your eyes skinned, Carew.
Oh, okay, but watch yourself.
As soon as I come back, we'll take the Bronx out the back way and ride out of the silver mine. See ya.
Now watch it. I'm coming back.
Take it slow, Clay. Slow and keep down.
Here they are. Oh, it felt like hours out there. I should have warned Desprita to crawl out.
Thanks for getting the shovels, Clay.
Hmm?
With all I needed.
Why, you...
You'd never make. Even you ain't that fast.
We ended up going alone, huh?
All I needed was these and the Bronx. You never should have told me, Clay. Not if you wanted to live and spend it.
That's...
So long, Clay. So long. I said you weren't that fast. Bluff silver mine. You had quite a sense of humor, Clay. You sure did.
Pity to waste all that time and effort.
What? Who's that?
No, ma'am, don't reach for it. Don't even think about it.
Why, listen, I'll split with you. 50-50. Happy?
No deal, Miss Jamison. Not a chance. As soon as I heard the gunfire down there in the barn, I knew there'd be just one of you coming up here. I've been waiting.
Was it you who...
Yeah. I got this, Rita.
Why? Who talked? Who?
No one. I've been waiting here in I.O. Bluff a long time. Saw you ride in, then the others. I knew you'd come sometime.
Who are you?
Took me a long time to figure it out. After the bank robbery, the way Clay Tallis just disappeared and all the trail signs led back in. Yeah, a long time. But I guess there wasn't anyone in Liberal I didn't talk to. Ask what they'd seen, who they'd seen. And there was one man. He saw two people ride east leading a third horse. It was all I needed.
I crossed the Colorado Desert just the way Clay Tallis did 12 months ago.
You've already found the money?
Yeah. I returned it to the bank in Liberal. And I knew if I waited long enough, you three would show up.
Then you're a lawman.
No, ma'am. Ever hear the name Eddie Crane?
No, I
guess you didn't. No reason why you should. To you, he was just something to gun down.
Then you...
You got it, ma'am. The bank teller you killed in Liberal is my kid brother. Mount up, ma'am. I'm taking you back myself. Oh, and one other thing. I don't see you as a woman, no man. You make the wrong move between here and Liberal, and you'll just get there. And you won't know about it. Mount up.
M-E-D-I-C-A-R-E.
Medicare. Is your family taking part in the Dependents Medical Care Program?
And how? H-O-W.
Any problems?
Not since I got this pamphlet.
P-A-M-P. Now you got me doing it.
On you, it looks good. Did you know that to have authorized care from civilian sources in the United States under Medicare, you have to get a non-availability statement and present it to the source of care?
No exceptions?
Just two. In an emergency, and when the dependent is away from the sponsor's household on a journey. J-U-T-R-I-P.
Don't you trip up on Medicare. Get the pamphlet Dependents Medical Care Program.
P-R-O-G-R-E-M.
Ugh.
U-G-G.
Be listening for another
match of action and suspense, and we are giving you the 11th hour. This is an Atranza production, written by Ellen Trevor and directed by Jim Bradley.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.